There are several trends, including cloud technology, artificial intelligence, machine learning, and blockchain, that are currently disrupting the accounting profession in major ways. While these various technologies present unique opportunities for auditors to streamline their workflows and use their time more efficiently, they undoubtedly will have a significant impact on the way auditors work and how they advise clients. I'm Molly Kowaleski, and welcome to the State of Business with the Ohio Society of CPAs. I recently caught up with Amy Vetter, CPA, who will be discussing futuristic audit trends at the Cincinnati and Cleveland accounting shows in the fall, to hear more about what she plans to discuss and how auditors can prepare for the future. We spoke over the phone, so apologies if the audio gets a little shaky.
What do you think some of the trends that are currently happening will be that eventually affect the future of audit?
First of all, cloud technology allows us to better collaborate and take a lot of the audit tasks that were needed to be done on site. It's not going to, a lot of it can be done remote, where we can actually develop better relationships with our teammates, because we won't have to be on the road all the time or outside of the office, where, you know, when you're sending auditors out to these locations, they don't necessarily get treated the best. So you can really start creating, you know, more of a team feeling inside the business when people can be in the office or working together more than always being at a client's office. Secondly, which I'll talk about in my session, are robotics and AI and machine learning that are really going to disrupt as far as a lot of the non-value-added tasks that we had to do in the past of reading documents. Instead, this technology will help with extracting the information that you need and even, you know, areas of robotics where physical inventories can be done in a whole different way, which I'm going to show in my session. And then thirdly is blockchain, and blockchain has a huge impact of disruption. And part of the disruption is going to be actually understanding it in a way to be able to advise a client on how to properly set it up so they don't get in trouble after they set it up. But there's also areas where it's actually going to create a lot of manual work in the beginnings because the technology hasn't caught up. So the processes around that. And then thirdly, and this goes whether external audit, but for sure internal audit, it's going to have a huge impact of the supply chain on the blockchain that has huge potential of disrupting a process that's been very manually intensive and kind of a black hole where, you know, this is going to actually make things transparent and verifiable real time. Where an auditor could really be doing continuous auditing.
And I want to rewind a little bit to your first point about cloud technology and having that better relationship and kind of team atmosphere internally. How else will these jobs in audit continue to change? You know, that's maybe one aspect. Are there others?
There's going to be job description changes as well. I don't think it's going to be the way of the past, where it's a linear task to partner. I think there's going to be team-oriented work where there might be lateral movement, where people can learn about different industries and verticals and technology in those verticals. I think there's also a real importance in understanding IT more than ever before, that more of the audit's going to be around the audit of the systems and verifying that everything is happening properly through that versus the numbers themselves. Because if everything automatically flows through, you're going to have to make sure that the systems are sound and all the information that you're expecting to flow over is flowing over the correct way. And then thirdly, I would say you're going to see disciplines coming into the audit department that aren't necessarily accountants, that specialize in different areas that either help the accountant or that are strictly IT related, and privacy and compliance, all of those types of disciplines that, you know, where before audit was strictly financial.
Absolutely. And that's something I was going to ask you about as well. You see specifically, I know we talk a lot about like data analytics and that kind of thing coming into this space, but what are some other areas that maybe people who are interested in audit should also consider, you know, becoming experts in if they want to continue staying ahead of the curve?
Yeah, I definitely think it's a great time. You know, there's so much out there to learn. So really figuring out what excites you. Is it cryptocurrencies? Is it smart contracts? Is it AI and machine learning? Is it privacy, cybersecurity? There's all sorts of different areas that you can go into, but trying to be a generalist or a master at all of them would be really hard. So, you know, find where your passion lies. And I think that's one of the most exciting things about this time is it's not just go into task or audit and then be a generalist and that's your two options. There's so many options now to really specialize in areas that excite you.
Amy will go deeper into what some of these areas are and the options available for those who want to stay up to date on audit trends at the Cincinnati and Cleveland accounting shows. She also emphasized the importance of these trends on the practice management side and ensuring that internal and external teams are constantly testing out the latest technology.
One of the biggest things that is a change is it's not like you're going to be able to implement something now and it be good for 20 years like the past. You know, when you start assessing your business process, you're actually creating an agile workflow where you can easily replace technology that comes out that maybe a little saves a little more time, creates better collaboration, whatever it is. You've got to constantly be staying ahead of the game on what the latest technology is and deciding if that's the right supplement for you. Like, you can't just stay stagnant on what you choose today, which is a big mind shift.
In your opinion, at least, what do you think the availability or accessibility of some of these technologies is for firms? I mean, I think a lot of what you discussed, it kind of sounds like they need to do it, like there is no option. But, you know, just in terms of accessibility, how easy is it for these firms to kind of grasp onto some of these newer technologies?
It's going to sound silly, but just do it. If they don't dive in and do it and they try to plan, over-plan, decide when to do it, it's just not going to happen. You need to assign somebody to test things and then test little things. Like, it doesn't mean you have to change a complete process. So, for instance, like, maybe you're just testing accounts payable automation. Rather than changing that for your entire firm, you know, pick a few clients, change it with them, test it with them. But you got to get into it and you've got to spend the time to learn it. So that means like taking certification courses with those vendors or any kind of education they provide, not tinkering. Like, a lot of times, you know, people will go in and try a technology, never take the learning or education, and then be like, oh, it didn't work for me. And it's like, yeah, that's, you have to learn. You have to make the right investment. So the biggest thing is assigning someone to do these things, and that means that they're probably not doing client work. Like, they're completely focused on building out these business processes and getting the right skill sets to do that, and not just saying you're going to do it, like being supportive of that person, because that's the other place that I see a downfall is even when they hire somebody to do it, that person feels like they're not supported, or that, you know, they're trying to get the firm to move forward and they're dragging their feet. So you've got to be all in and have an entrepreneurial thinking mind about it. I just think there's so much disruption happening with space, and we're actually going to get to a time, I think, where audit is going to be valued higher again. You know, right now it becomes commoditized just because it ends up being a price war versus the value proposition. And there's really an opportunity now to disrupt.
Something we always talk about here at the Ohio Society of CPAs is how CPAs are trusted business advisors. You know, they do so much more than crunch numbers. They really need to be ingrained in a business in order to give their clients the best advice. So from your perspective, is that role still needed, or are we going to begin to rely on machine learning and automation? Do accountants still have a place in that world?
Absolutely. So I wrote a book called Integrative Advisory Services. And in that book, I actually changed that term to be called Becoming a Cherished Advisor. And the reason I changed that term was because I don't believe being trusted is enough. So yes, accountants are the most trusted people. However, to be a true advisor to your clients, you need to be cherished. And that's something you have to strive for. It's not an assumption, right, because of the three letters behind your name. So cherish means that you're treasured, that the client can't imagine not having you as a part of the business. And in order for them to feel like that, you have to be delivering value in a different way than you've always done before. So that means being proactive. That means being available. That means changing your business processes and economics of your practice so that you've got that availability to really be spending the time with your clients. So what technology does for us is free up that time. Technology will never replace us. Technology, what it does is make us more efficient so that we're not sitting behind a computer and we're actually spending time with our clients.
Thanks to Amy Vetter for sharing her knowledge with us. Again, you can catch her at the Cincinnati or Cleveland accounting shows this fall, and you can learn more about those or register online now at ohiocpa.com. As always, follow OSCPA on social media for more great insights and info. The links to our channels are in the episode description. If you like the podcast, tweet at us and let us know. Or even better, tell someone else you know to listen. Send me your thoughts on this episode or an idea for a future podcast at mryan@ohiocpa.com. Thanks for listening.